What are some of the other avenues of clinical research, new agents and strategies in myeloma that you're excited about?
I think bispecifics are probably one of the best areas of interest that we have. Some of those agents, we're starting to see amazing responses. Again, it's very early phase one data. But if these translate into activity, then they will be off-the-shelf immunotherapy and you don't have to use cellular therapy like CAR T. The question will be, do you use one or the other, or how do you define which patient will benefit from one or the other? So I think using immunotherapy in that way will be very interesting in our patients. I think selinexor looks interesting too, again, in heavily pretreated patients. And I think other agents, venetoclax, which comes back now as we think of those patients, 11, 14 patients, and that will be the first time we have precision medicine, venetoclax will be used in those patients with multiple myeloma with 11, 14 translocation. Oral agent, well tolerated.
So it's selinexor, what is it?
So an XPO1 inhibitor. And again, mechanism of action is still important for us to understand who are the patients who would really benefit from this. But in general, we're seeing it work even in heavily pretreated refractory patients. And potentially, this could be very interesting in salvaging patients, especially when you're trying to bridge them for something else. The original data showed that there was a lot of GI toxicity. Now we're seeing with bortezomib combination, and as the physicians are using it more and more, you have less of that toxicity and you can figure out how to use it. But many of the patients early on were having a lot of nausea and vomiting.